tried Mr. Ballberry Sunshine, though.
I'm Sunshine.
Yeah.
That's right.
How you doing? CC Computer Services.
I've never been called that in my life.
Well, I think it's about time. What do you know?
Not much. It's Tune Up Tuesday.
Tune Up Tuesday. Half price computer repair there at Kim. What does that include?
Oh, boy, you name it. You know, if you need a diagnostics on your computer done, or if you want your antivirus updated, or just a thorough diagnostic check. Anything that's wrong with your computer, bring it in on Tuesday and it's half price.
So when you say antivirus, I mean, what's the recommendation? Because a lot of people, I think, just they get it, what they have, and then they just leave it and set it and forget it. Can you do that? Do you need to, how often? I mean, obviously I know they have updates and they regularly do those, but should you be checking or changing your antivirus year to year?
You should always check to make sure what your coverage is, because most computers do come with an antivirus, but usually it's good for a set amount of time. And then it is still installed on your computer, but at some point, if you're not paying for it, you're not getting updates.
Right.
So you're not as protected as you could be. So yes, absolutely should check that. And there's some good free ones out there. We actually recommend AVG, the professional version, which we do charge for. But again, that's half price on Tune Up Tuesday as well. So today's a great day if you need some antivirus on your computer. Today's the day to bring it in.
You see, like, malware bytes and some of these malware scanners.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend a combination of that and antivirus?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, most antivirus products do have some anti-malware capabilities. Malwarebytes is really strong. That's one we highly recommend. And again, there's a free version of Malwarebytes and a paid version of Malwarebytes.
Yeah, sure.
So you kind of get what you pay for. One is kind of a dormant where you use it as needed. The other one is active.
Active.
Is actively protecting you. So again, you get what you pay for on that.
CT Computer Services, Bob Albury joining us, Tune Up Tuesdays. And if it's a fit hardware repair, that's half off today as well, right?
That's correct.
All right. And so stop on by the, I say new, it's, how long you been there now?
It's going on 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, November 1st.
Well, why because they knew that anymore.
2 year anniversary in that building. So.
Very good. And you've been doing this for how long?
Since 2004.
Things have changed a bit in the computer game.
They have changed a lot, and they always have and always will. So, I mean, I started tinkering with computers in 1981.
Oh, wow.
In high school. I just dated myself. But I learned on an Apple IIe at St. Pat's High School.
There you go.
Back in the day, and our football coach at the time, Mara Majeris, was our instructor, quote unquote. And as it turned out, us kids knew more than the instructor did, because back then nobody knew anything about computers. And that's when I got the bug and went to college, studied computers, and the rest is history.
The rest is history, and working on them now today. So, and I mean, anymore, when it comes to a computer, it's just securing yourself is paramount.
It is, and things have changed. And the big change recently has been the advent of how large the cloud is in our world now in computing. Everything seems to be moving toward the quote-unquote cloud. So most applications now are going to cloud-base, your Microsoft Office, you know, with Office 365, et cetera. That's been the big change. We're so reliant on the web now, so your internet connection is very, very important.
Yeah, you don't have that. You really don't have anything.
That's the danger of cloud-based. If your internet goes away, you don't have a backup internet source, then you're kind of out of luck.
So. You know, I was thinking of something, because we've cycled some old computers out, and when you get rid of a computer, you recommend probably pulling the hard drive. Is that something that keeps you? I mean, obviously, I don't know if there's a lot of people still digging through, you know, wherever these, if you could take it to a recycling place, obviously, it's probably not getting dug through. I don't know where they end up after that, but
yeah.
Probably best to pull the hard drive, isn't it?
That would be the easiest thing to do to protect your data. Now, we do have tools that can whitewash a hard drive and do a low-level format to get rid of that data permanently. Because as you know, when you delete something on a hard drive, you're not really deleting it.
Right.
You're just removing the reference point. So if you don't want some information in the hands of the wrong people, and most people probably don't have mission-critical stuff on their personal hard drives at home, but you might. You know, you might have some, you know, shopping stuff that you've done online, and you're your information is stored on there. So to be on the safe side, you can pull the hard drive. If you want to bring the tower to us, we can get rid of the data and make sure it's secure.
CT Computer Services here in North Platte. It is Tune Up Tuesday. Bob, anything else you'd like to touch on here this morning?
Just that we have a large supply of hardware in. We're actually in the middle of our 25% off all hardware in the store. So okay, if you're looking for a computer, if you're looking for a laptop, we have some Apple products. We have some nice 24-inch Samsung monitors. Everything in that store right now, 25% off. We're trying to clear out our inventory for next year. So,
all right, very good. Are you an Apple or Windows guy when it comes to personal use?
I'm more of a Windows guy, but I use both. So,
which one's easier to work on?
Well, for me, Windows. But, other people tell me Apple is way easier, so it's whatever you prefer.
There you go. Bob Albury, CT Computer Services, appreciate you coming by as always. You have yourself a great day, all right?
All right. Thanks, guys.